Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The French are rioting all across their country over the carbon taxes that are going into place that absolutely hammer the poorest French, and they're moving forward with carbon taxes again in Australia and in other nations under globalist control. But meanwhile, the average American doesn't even know what a carbon tax is, but they know about the Cardinals and the Texans. And that, my friends, is why I disdain the worship of sports so much. If we were still a free country by any stretch of the imagination and weren't being absolutely robbed in front of our eyes, then I wouldn't care. It'd be like if your wife walked in while you and your buddies are watching an NFL playoff game, and she said, there's men breaking in the back, and they're walking out with not just the jewelry and the computers and the big screen TV and the antiques, they're walking off with our children. And the dad turns wearing a sports jersey and says, I don't care, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's basically the response, and then laughs with his buddies and gives each other a high five. Because we're losing our entire society right now. Our country is being permanently deindustrialized, permanently impoverished, breaking us so the bureaucrats can run our lives. And it's so sad to see it happen. We've got so much news today. We've got the gentleman joining us who got harassed by the NSA for daring to lampoon them, an artist. He's now suing them, and that's made national news. He's going to be joining us. And then the journalist that first broke this story, and then we broke it, and then Drudge pushed it out to where it became a top story in the country, but the person that actually broke it was Ben Swan, and he's going to be joining us later in the broadcast, not so much talk about that story, but a bunch of other big stories that the award-winning Edward R. Murrow journalist is going to be covering here on the transmission, and the whole state of the world and where we're going as a society. I think we should create, and I think it should be $100,000 prize a year, if I can continue to bring in the capital to do things like this, $100,000 Radigan Award for the MSNBC host that blew up on air and said, it's all a fraud, we're being bankrupted by design, it's financial impoverishment, we're being strip mined by offshore mega banks, emergency, 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 Dylan Radigan. And then they fired him. And I think there should be a Dylan Radigan Award for $100,000 a year. You have Peabody's, you have Pulitzer's, you have things like that that have now gotten kind of watered down over the years because they give them to a lot of establishment hacks. Like the Nobel Prize, it has become a total fraud, giving Obama one, Henry Kissinger, Al Gore. I mean, I wouldn't take one. Literally, I wouldn't take one. If they offered me one. Who's the famous rock star refused a knighthood? I forget, but I admire that. The point is that that's what's really good is to refuse one of these awards. I am announcing, and I can't do it this year because I don't have the funds, but next year, if we have the funds, and I think we will have them, we'll have a $100,000 award announced in November, the Dylan Radigan Award. And, of course, who would be the first recipient of the Dylan Radigan Award? Well, it would be somebody like Dylan Radigan, because I played that clip again Friday. And when it happened earlier this year, it didn't really hit me. When I played it, that's what's going to save us. That exact type of behavior. What I did on Piers Morgan, exact same deal. Hey, stop the music. I'm out of my comfort zone. I'm breaking with your incrementalism. I'm awake. We're in trouble. I'm making a break with the system because the system's going over the edge of a cliff. It's like a runaway train about to go over the edge of a cliff, and everybody's sitting there sewing and drinking coffee and picking their nose and sitting on their thumbs. We need to get off this train.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I've got a ton of news here that I want to go over today, obviously, and two very informative guests with key intel on this 11th day of November, 2013, Monday edition. But I just wanted to mention, and this is going to come up later in the next hour, we have John Kerry, the Secretary of State, saying that he doesn't think Oswald acted alone and that most Americans don't either. And that's true. On average, in scientific polls, 90 to 91%, it's the same every year for the last decade or so, it used to be in the 80s, believe that there was a conspiracy to kill Kennedy larger than one man acting alone. And the number one suspect is elements of the government. So what that means is the entire establishment 50 years later lying to us and treating us like children and calling us conspiracy theorists and having Tom Hanks laugh at us doesn't work anymore. Well, now, because she's been fearful, and I already knew folks that knew her from Time Life books, folks that smuggled out the photos of Kennedy's entire back of his head blown off and then published those recently. Folks like Grodin, who was one of the top advisors on the JFK film with Oliver Stone. The head nurse who received him and was there during the attempts to resuscitate the already dead Kennedy, in her expert opinion, there was a whole separate shattered bullet laying there on the gurney. He was just shot full of holes. You watch his body. He's being thrown all over the place, being shot from the front. Three men lined up. Just open fire. I mean, you're at that grassy knoll. I mean, it's just like shooting fish in a barrel. You're talking 30 yards, boom. They slow down, and they just filled him full of holes and shot Connally a couple times. You can even see in photos blown up, the limousine all shot up. I mean, they had triangulated fire. They had triangulated fire. Not in the school book building, but the building directly behind. They were shooting from behind as well. They were shooting from behind. The intel is they had the Jackal shooting from behind, the guy that tried to kill de Gaulle shortly after. And then they had the CIA shooters in front. And then down the road, they had other shooters in case he tried to flee back to the airport. So, I mean, look, it's just a fact. And you've lost 50 years later. You've really lost the last decade or so completely. Your fraud doesn't work anymore to the point of even Skull and Bones John Kerry knows that he is a buffoon when he knows the entire Kennedy family and their letters are public now. Their secretaries have gone public, Jackie's secretary. They knew that day he'd been assassinated by multiple shooters. The crowds all ran to the knoll and police all ran to the knoll. And then there were, you know, guys up there basically flashing badges saying, don't worry about it. And others piling on back onto the trains to pose as hobos. And we even know who the hobos were. They had E. Howard Hunt, the guy that carried out assassinations worldwide, overthrew more than seven countries. He gave a deathbed confession as well, but we always have the photos of him being released from the police department, puffing up his face, total spy training. When he's marched out in front of all of the cameras, he puffs up his cheeks, closes his eyes, and just kept holding that. And that's like serious spy training. That if you get marched out in front of cameras, you don't try to cover yourself up. You just puff up your face and close your eyes so that it doesn't look like the same person. Just amazing. With all these other famous CIA hitmen with him. We know all their names. Just being let out. Oh, here are the tramps. Here are the CIA assassins. His job in World War II was assassinating Japanese military officers in China. They would, like, drop E. Howard Hunt out for, you know, 2 months at a time, crawling around in, like, swamps with bugs biting him to go kill people. And then here he is 20-something years later blowing the president's head off. Now he told in the deathbed confession, he said, I was a bench warmer on the big day. And from my intel, that is complete bull. They had all the best of the West assassins there, the Jackal, E. Howard Hunt, all of them. And now, ladies and gentlemen, of course, he did a good job blowing Kennedy's head off. So then they sent the Jackal few years later, and there's a movie about it, the true story, to kill Charles de Gaulle, who also was telling the globalist, I'm going to run France for France. I'm going to have our own nuclear weapons. You're not going to have NATO here as part of a world government takeover. You got to go read all the stuff de Gaulle said. I'm not going to be part of that internationalist Bilderberg group. Oh, you didn't know he talked about that? He said, I'm going to cut taxes. I'm going to build up our industry. I'm going to build roads. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to try to kill you, buddy boy. So it's the same thing over and over and over again. It's the same story. All right, I'm done. I'm done talking about that for now, ladies and gentlemen. Here is some of the news that we're going to be covering today. Colleges has punished students for using a gun in their own condo they had rented to protect themselves from a robber, a breaker and enterer, a home invader. And this happens all over the country. You can look at crime maps and see how universities sometimes have 3, 4, 5 times the crime in pro-gun cities. Because if you were a criminal, do you home invade, say, out in the countryside where Alex Jones lives, where everybody's got a gun and we shoot first and call 911 later? Or do you rob a house in Austin where more than half the public is armed and we'll shoot you? Or no. You go to the University of Texas, where you can rob, you can rape, you can... It's one of the only places, and it still has a low crime rate compared to many other big city campuses, where you still have carjackings and rapes and parking garages and stuff because you know, they think this is where you go. Would a lion go and hunt gazelle that rolled over to them? Or would they go and try to say hunt grizzly bears? I know lions aren't around grizzly bears, but it's a hypothetical. Here's a better example. Would a lion go start a fight with a hippopotamus that has giant teeth and is actually much more dangerous than a lion? Or would it go attack a defenseless gazelle? I'm going to ask that question again. Would a lion attack a gazelle or would it attack a hippopotamus? Would a lion attack a gazelle? Or would a lion attack a crocodile, a 24-foot crocodile? I'm going to ask that question again. Would a predator attack a gazelle or a pack of wild dogs? I'm going to ask that question again. Would a criminal home invade a house in rural Alabama when people are home? Or would they go after somebody in an inner city, in a city like Chicago where all the guns are banned? And I know you all know this. I know that you are all aware of this. I know that you as listeners, you as viewers understand it. But we better explain this simple logic even to the dumbest sheep out there. They can understand it. That's another good analogy. Would wolves attack sheep that just roll over and show their bellies to be killed? Politely, or would wolves attack, say, a pack of hunting dogs? Let's say Irish wolfhounds that are made to go out and kill wolves. They would attack the sheep, folks. They would not attack the Irish wolfhounds. And that's the simple thing. A free people are armed. They're aggressive. They're informed. They're not gullible. They're not mindless. And they're not compliant with tyranny. We're compliant with justice and liberty and working together for a freer society and for more opportunity. But we have been intimidated and henpecked into having our language destroyed, our sovereignty destroyed, our families destroyed. Every basic bedrock is under attack because the globalists want to bring down this society. Now, I meant to mention this right at the start of the broadcast. It should be up within 10 minutes at prisonplanet.com. and Infowars.com. And this is some of the biggest news that we've ever broken concerning surveillance and spying. And a lot of it's been hidden in plain view. But I actually worked this weekend with Paul Watson on this, and again this morning, and we were able to actually ferret out admissions of this. And this is beyond anything you've heard about with the NSA. And if the so-called media out there picks up on this, it will absolutely send shockwaves throughout the system. But just like I told you about every major telecommunications hub having spy grids in it in 1996, because it was in the legislation, it was in the funding of the regulations, no one wanted to listen then. Well, I'm going to tell you what's really going on. And it is so far beyond what I even knew was happening. It is so unbelievable that it is going to blow your mind. And this is only part one. The problem is there's so much evidence hiding in plain view that no one's pointed out or no one's made a big deal about. But we're going to break that coming up. As soon as the story goes live, the next 10, 15 minutes, at Infowars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com. But this is, let me not exaggerate, this is about 15 times worse than 1984. I mean, this is just, and this is only the beginning. Today we're going to tell you what they're doing currently, and then tomorrow, in part two of this report, we're going to tell you, in their own words, what they're finally going to do. This is the most authoritarian, hardcore evil that could be possibly envisioned by the control freak, kleptocrat, sicko establishment. He's always informative, and he's got a bunch of breaking news today. Ben Swan, investigative journalist, is going to be joining us. Dan McCall is going to pop in. He's the fella who is suing the National Security Agency for trying to violate his First Amendment, and that is the only action to tyrants is to take action. So Dan McCall is going to be popping in. We'll have open phones in the third hour today. In other news, on the economic front, food bank CEO, people are scared to death from New York to Wyoming. They are running out of food. And this is just with the small cut in food stamp funding. Imagine if the government goes totally bankrupt, which it's designed to do, what that landscape will look like, ladies and gentlemen. 7 million people starved to death or died from complications from malnutrition during the 10 years of the Great Depression. Major university studies have shown, you can look those up. Imagine this time, 90% were self-sufficient, it's estimated. Now it's flipped with 89% being urban and totally unself-sufficient in 2012. Last time I saw numbers on that. I'm sure it's even worse now. I mean, it's like extreme if you know how to tie your shoelaces. If you know how to wipe your hind end, that's seen as a sign of being an extremist. If you know how to drool and say football, you are a crowning leader of the future. Is the system threatened by anyone who doesn't just line up and say vaccine and basically act like children? I'm not kidding. It's very sad to watch this happen. So there's that report up on Infowars.com. Speaking of depression, 10 facts about the growing unemployment crisis in America that will blow your mind. And I'm going to go ahead and just go over some of those 10 points right now. The percentage of working age Americans with a job fell to 58.3% in October. What do you call the 58% that still work? The slaves, the food. The lowest that number has been at any point since the year 2000. In other words, there has been an absolutely no jobs recovery during the last recession. Absolutely. And they've added 30 million new people to the country by then. So what's worse? You know, some say, oh, the stock market's at 108% rise since Obama got in. That's the new numbers out today from Bloomberg. Yes, but that's every real economist will tell you. That's because it's in devalued dollars. So people are, A, you can't get any return in the banks, so you try to go to the stock market. That's the place to invest now, not with straight interest. That's a big part of it. But B, and more importantly, there is inflation. The dollar has been devaluated. So a stock of Apple that was hypothetically $200 years ago is now $300, $400, $500, whatever it is today. Or the same thing with Google. It's very, very simple. It's a speculative bubble. But that is seen as the only sign of real success is Obama stocks among biggest after re-election as rally tested. And then it just goes over the fact that it has gone up 110%, up 18% just in 2013 since Lord Obama got in. But that's also deceptive because there was a big plunge to make sure Obama got in right before the 2008 election. And again, it's not that McCain was good. It's that everything was designed to make you go with him, a.k.a. Obama. Just like right now with Chris Christie. You turn on Fox, you turn on CNN, you turn on MSNBC. It is the second coming of Jabba the Hutt. And I'm not attacking him because he's a fat guy. The point is the whole joke is the elephant in the room, but then it's a positive article about him in the mainstream media. This guy did one thing where he didn't build a tunnel, which would have been a good government program, to, quote, pay off debts, to give bankers money that they weren't really owed. So, see, he makes some austerity cuts, and that's sold as conservative. While he's done all sorts of other stuff to let the insiders loot New Jersey. And he's anti-gun, pro-open border, anti-libertarian, anti-Tea Party, just like Karl Rove, just like John McCain. And so now he will literally be the elephant placeholder, and I mean that as a double entendre. He will be the placeholder who they run against with Hillary or whoever, so that the Democrats get back in, or he gets back in even better. We'll have this monster with like a Rubio or something as his VP, just absolute nightmare. And that's why the whole power structure is going after the libertarians and the constitutionalist Republicans, because we are the hope of this country.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer. The past is gone.
Got the dues in life to pay. Oh, I know. You've got to lose to know how to win. Thank you for joining us on this Monday worldwide transmission. It is the 11th day of November 2013. We will soon be into 2014. And the past is gone forever. It went by like dusk till dawn. That's how life is. That's why what really does matter in the final equation is the children and their innocence and preparing the world for them to have a chance to compete and to love and to live and to become greater human beings in their journey. Because it is so true that life is not a destination, it is a journey. It is the journey that is the experience. It is the test of life with our spirits inhabiting these earth suits on this planetoid hurtling through deep space. We are surrounded by magic. We are surrounded by the mysteries of the universe. We are immersed in a universe of wonder. We are in the universe. It's not like space and other planets are out there. It's right here. You want to go to Mars and walk around in the ruined planet that lost its atmosphere so long ago and see the wreckage of ancient time come and gone? Or do you want to look at this planet with its world of wonder all around us? And I certainly look to the stars. That's where our future lies, because it's from the stars we came. Our Creator made the heavens and the earth, and we are made in our Creator's image. Boy, that's a lot heavier than any science fiction book you can ever pick up. And when you realize it, when you realize you're sitting right smack dab in the middle of it, it's a pretty satisfying feeling. That's why I fear man nor beast. I only fear the Creator. They say the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. The beginning of foolishness is fear of the devil. My friends, we are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm waiting for Watson's article, and my article, but Watson did most of the work, to materialize up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And as soon as it does, they will bring it into me, and I will go over it. But first off, let me just give you some of the other news. I didn't go through the 10 facts about growing unemployment crisis in America that will blow your mind. That's up on Infowars.com. And all the different climate tax that's coming out all over the place. Or the video of the massive fireball that roared through suburban power lines, blowing out electricity. Pretty amazing. We're going to be getting to all of that coming up in this latest Kennedy info. As just all the insiders start to go public with the reality of what is going on. But first off, let me just do this, because it is the 50th anniversary coming up on the 22nd, and I will be up there in Dallas on the Thursday and the Friday, broadcasting from right at or near Dealey Plaza. They've never issued a permit to the city park there since they killed Kennedy and covered it up in my hometown of Dallas. And now they're going to give the pro-government conspiracy theory group 3 days of control, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. No one will be allowed there but the corporate state-run media and those wishing to push the official story. It's also an attack on free speech. So we will be there handing out informational flyers and more down there. And we're asking everyone who lives in Texas or surrounding areas to be there, bare minimum, starting early Friday morning. But if you can do 2 days, Thursday and Friday into Saturday, to basically overwhelm the propagandist and to basically peacefully force our way into the park. It's a very large park. You have to get tickets, though, now. They're closing it to get in. So peacefully, if we're able to get in, if not, be around the park, pointing out that it's a violation of our First Amendment and political discrimination to promote their lies, and that 90-plus percent of the American people know that they murdered Kennedy and that they're engaged in a criminal cover-up 50 years later, still trying to keep the truth of the coup d'etat and the shadow government takeover from coming out. So it really is everyone's duty to be at this event coming up. But I thought I'd play this clip of John Kerry coming out and almost obliquely, but not really, almost comes right out and says it, that, well, you know, no one really buys into this, you know, that only he acted alone. So it just shows that we've come so far. Here's a clip.
Where do you come down on the conspiracy theories?
To this day, I have serious doubts that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Really?
I certainly have doubts that he was motivated by himself. I mean, I'm not sure if anybody else was involved. I don't go down that road with respect to the grassy knoll theory and all of that. But I have serious questions about whether they got to the bottom of Lee Harvey Oswald's time and influence from Cuba and Russia.
And what about the CIA? There are some who believe...
I've never gone there. No, I don't believe that.
But you think the Russians and the Cubans may have...
All right, let's stop right there. Unbelievably ridiculous. You've got Kennedy stopping a nuclear attack on Russia that Curtis LeMay and L.L. Lemninster wanted to carry out on record. You've got just all the peace deals he was making. And then, so again, he knows, everybody knows that more than one person killed Kennedy. So now that's how the Skull and Bones operates. He now turns it around on Russia and Cuba. When the last thing they would want to do, and I was no fan of the communist Russians or the communist Cubans, the point is that Kennedy was taken out because he didn't go along with a full invasion of Cuba. And that's well known that he had to fire the director of the CIA and others over that. So here is this establishment, Skull and Bones, with Tom Brokaw coming out and doing a special 50 years later, pushing their propaganda, pushing their garbage, pushing their fraud. And, oh, anyone that questions us is a conspiracy theorist, questioning known liars. I mean, think about what mind control that is, that they label questioning them. By the way, they've got Democrats. Democratic boss Wasserman Schultz says Dems will campaign on Obamacare failure. We have this video coming up, but I'm going to go back to the Kennedy stuff here in a minute. Americans have been feeling the benefits since 2010, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And then she goes on to say, we need to campaign on this. It's a lie and a distortion that hundreds of thousands have been getting canceled. No, it's like 10 million now. There's video of her on CNN. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you just say we're conspiracy theorists? McClatchy says it's going to be 52 million people kicked off in their analysis. Doesn't matter when you get kicked off. If you go complain, they'll just go, no, you weren't. Hey, we saw all those guys lined up shooting him right there. Oh, really? All you witnesses are going to die now. But that's not suspicious. Nothing's going on. I mean, they talk to us like we're 2 years old. I mean, when I was 2.5, I said Santa Claus isn't really, a fat man can't fit down the chimney. One of my first memories. I mean, at 2.5, I was smarter than the average person that goes along with this. I'm telling you. Just people don't have basic instincts. But you know what? I say people aren't awake. It's less than 10% that believe the official story. Actually, you are awake. We just have this group of crooks up there lecturing us. Nobody's been kicked off. That's a lie. Nobody. Obama, I never said you wouldn't be kicked off your insurance plan. Then he went, actually, I just said until the bill passes. And then, actually, I'm sorry. I mean, the news is we're not buying your bull anymore. Now, here's the head nurse. We'll put the article up on screen. I'll give you her name as well. But here's the she was the head nurse over the receiving of JFK. And then she was in there while the doctors all worked on him. And she saw an extra bullet that no one else had seen. Now, think about that. There's the headline. JFK anniversary nurse recalls seeing the bullet beside Kennedy. And we're going to play that video right now. Here it is.
In my estimation, he was dead on arrival. I started trying to feel for vital signs. There, I could feel no pulses. I did not have a stethoscope at that time. So his eyelids were about half closed, and his color was what, in medical terms, we call cyanotic, and that means it's a bluish gray. His eyelids were about half closed, and his pupils were fixed and dilated. And at this time, I noticed what appeared to me to be a big exit wound right underneath his Adam's apple and just before the notch there at the top of the breastbone. And on the cart, halfway between the earlobe and the shoulder, there was a bullet laying almost perpendicular there. But I have not seen a picture of that bullet ever since that day. most of my time was spent just plastered against the wall. There were so many doctors in that room at the time. Dr. Kemp Clark, who was head of the neurosurgery department here at Parkland, after he pronounced the president dead, he just turned and walked out of the room, walked right by Mrs. Kennedy, who had been standing at the foot of the carriage all the time with her hand on the president's left foot. Early on, the supervisor had asked her if she would like a seat out in the hallway, but she declined. And the only thing I heard her say that day was, "No, I'm going to stay with him." So she didn't move all that time, but after Dr. Clark had pronounced him, he just walked right Mrs. Kennedy without stopping and said, "Madam, your husband's dead."
Okay, folks, we are back live. And again, that was Phyllis Hall, one of the main nurses there and the main nurse with the doctors over the surgery, reporting that information to you 50 years later. And more people are now going public as well. Paul Watson tells me that his big breaking article has gone up on Infowars.com. I am unable to see it with the system on my computer. But as soon as it goes up, we will cover it for you. In fact, it has now gone up. The article is Spy Grid can now record your conversation in real time. We're going to change that headline because I worked on this story last week and over the weekend and today, but I'd not come up with a headline. Hidden in plain sight, the next level of NSA snooping will detect dissonance via ubiquitous audio sensors. Yeah, I think the headline, we're going to need to change that on this article to feds deploy national grids of microphones. Or feds deploy microphones nationwide in public. Or feds deploy national grid of microphones. Because that's what it is. And they're just now starting to admit it. This has been going on for a long time, but now we know the types of systems that they have and more. Now, again, you're probably saying, well, wait a minute. We saw your article on DrudgeReport.com this weekend about the IntelliStreet's microphones. Yes, but it's the computers. It's your phones. It's everything, and it's all Homeland Security funded. And the key is they're using voice print recognition to track you as you go, and they're much more invasive than cameras that just aim in general areas. They can listen in omnidirectional systems. They can pick things up off the vibration, off windows. With these computer systems, it's very, 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 very sophisticated. And this is way beyond the NSA listening to your phone calls. And this is way beyond. And it ties into everything. Watson, are you there? Okay. Say hi to everybody on the radio.
Hello.
anyways, good job on the article. I know you had trouble because there's so much documentation. And then tomorrow we're going to have a part two about what the next level of the grid is. But good job. So we'll get that headline changed because, again, they just intend to roll all this out where nobody notices it. Nobody gets upset about it. And then, we're not listening to you without warrants. Now we are. We've got the DEA admittedly going through the NSA databases, and you've got all that in there, correct? All right. Good job, Watson. All right. I'll talk to you during the break. Thank you. Okay. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the streetlights that we have that this is going on with. It is a system where they can now, just like in the Batman movie, the one before last, what was the second one in the latest installment of The Dark Knight, where, to only save the city, they use the cell phone function for a sonar system where they can use the wireless internet, the wireless frequency from the phone to pick up the voice resonance and the sonar face resonance and actually use it to see you. Well, that's 20-year-old technology. That's what the Kinect Microsoft does, is it even looks through your walls to see when you're home. The wireless can literally see you. Using the wireless, almost like sonar or radar, bouncing back, but a lot clearer. So it's actually not just listening to you or face scanning you in the room. it's now looking through your walls. Well, they're deploying that on the streets. They're deploying microphones. And then they're jacking in with the NSA into the cell phones, into the cameras, into the smart appliances. And they have the smart meters pulsing every 25 seconds worldwide. It's the same standardized system, tracking all the data, getting the latest data. And the engineers we've talked to say that it appears to be an actual almost X-ray system, where it is an X-rays, but it's microwave rays that bounce back. They're able to read off sensors at a central system then what's in your house. So they're creating a composite. So I called Watson up last week, who does a lot of the writing based on ideas and angles I want to go with. Most of the time, he basically scans through news or breaking info and does his own stuff. But basically, we collaboratively write articles together. And I said, listen, I remember back in 1998 when they put up gunshot detectors in Austin, Texas. I was approached, as I was many times, at a remote I was doing. I forget if it was a car dealership or a rodeo or a golf course. I don't remember. By a fellow who was an engineer. And he said, look, these are really microphones. They're not gunshot detectors, and the feds are putting these in nationwide. And he even gave me some blueprints and schematics, and he said, here's the company. Go online. They have audio promos showing people talking and then how it can be recorded and how they can even run it through IBM databases off of these other consortium databases of your voice print, and how they're going to track people in real time via an NSA system. And all he knew was it was being piped back through the telecoms to offices in the local telecom that went to the NSA. And I'm on record breaking that down, and now we know that's how it works. And then as I had that whistleblower and other whistleblowers on, or they brought me info, I got more and more and more. Here's an example. They have streetlights put up in Austin, Texas that, quote, monitor whether they're working or not with LEDs, and they're hooked up into the cable system. And through that cable system, some of the lights have microphones in them. And I confirmed that from a city inspector, and I am yet, and I do intend to do this, I am yet, I'm just going to be honest, I'm going to get a cherry picker. I know a location where I can get to one pretty easy with not too many eyes, and I'm going to rip it open and show everybody. So, I mean, because it's one thing if I tell you or play you a newscast where they admit these things have microphones. It's another thing when I rip the thing open on video. So I've got to get the cherry picker. I got to go over to this spot, and I've got to get up there and do it. It's by my parents' house. And my dad went out and questioned the guy and said, my son says that's hooked into the cable system, and you can listen to people. And he said, yep, that's true. But he goes, I'm not supposed to look inside these when I install them, but we know some of them have microphones. And my dad said to the installer, you're kidding. This is like on the edge of his property. My dad's on a bigger piece of property with neighborhoods all around it. And he's on the edge of a neighborhood, so there's one right there by his house. So I can get a cherry picker in there, and I'm gonna tear that sucker open. But the point is, I mean, I'm not going to hurt it, the precious government spy bot. I won't do what Han Solo did to the Imperial probe droid. But the point is that I'm going to go up there and show everybody. And I've been told right where the microphone is. So, but the point is, I've got the documents. I know it's there. I've got newscast admitting it. But this is in 1998. I was approached about this, and I was told these are not gunshot detectors. So I had Watson go look it up, because I went and found that company at the time, played it on the radio in 98, them bragging that, you know, you can use this to listen to people and via the gunshot detector. So see, that's how they do it. Oh, these cameras aren't to watch you 20 years ago. They're for traffic monitoring, which duly they were. Okay. And then they went on and said, oh, by the way, we are watching you now. And then now it's, oh, these are gunshot detectors. Well, Watson was able to find government documents and even footnotes in the New York Times admitting that they're listening to everyone and using them. Just like I told you from my DEA source, that for 30 years they go through all the NSA data plus, and that, but they can't use it in court, so they create fake investigations. The New York Times reported last week, now they just use warrantless stuff from the NSA in the drug cases and others. So, but now it's going to be spanking your kids. They're coming. You understand? Microphones are everywhere, folks.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Paul Watson has his article up on Infowars.com. It's in red. Feds deploy national spy system of microphones to record conversations. And again, it is in your scientific Atlantic cable boxes and all the other major ones. Google is watching and listening to you over your computers on record. They have press releases out, so that's not even hidden. But the streetlights and fake transformers have hidden cameras, hidden microphones in them, and you can go look this up. This is actually in hundreds of documents. The point is, it's rolling out everywhere, and everyone's freaking out about a little bit of NSA spying, but this is going on, ladies and gentlemen, across the board, and I want to explain to you, with voice recognition software, to then create a record where it hears who you are, database clicks, and then creates a map of where you've gone. You say, well, what do I have to hide? Imagine if Hitler had technology like this, or if the communist Soviets would have had it. We have a bad group who didn't ask us and illegally deployed this. And if you can rape someone of their privacy, you can take all the rest of their liberties. That is a quantum level building block of everything. Here's an example. You try to go aim a conal microphone, long-range microphone system at the White House. I will guarantee you, if you pulled up with one of those and aimed it at the White House, they would arrest you and claim you were trying to violate national security. Oh, why? Why do you get privacy? Oh, because bad people could do bad things if they knew your privacy. Why do you lock your doors? Why do you close your blinds at night? Because you don't want thieves that come up looking in your house to know where you're at or where you're doing to have the advantage. And you don't do this because you're living in fear. You do it because you're living in... Why does your dog bark when they hear a noise? Because they know to look out. Their instincts have brought them this far. You close your blinds at night so you have privacy. Why does my bathroom have a door on the toilet stall? For privacy. See, that's an extremist thing. My toilet should be on my roof with a floodlight over it just to prove I'm not doing bad things. And there should be toilet safety police up on the roof who are, I'm not going to say it, up there making sure that Bin Laden isn't hiding in the toilet bowl. I mean, this is all a total takeover of society. And I was going to say something really bad. Oh, God help me. Almost ran somebody off the road this morning. I haven't had a wreck in like 15 years. And this weekend, some bicyclist, and I had people in the car with me, was totally wrong, pulled out in front of me and I bumped him. And then today I was getting over and this car was speeding a little bit, but I didn't see it and almost hit it. And they did run off the road. I pulled over to check on them, and they were all right, and they were listeners, both of them, so everything was fine. But, I mean, it's weird how when it rains, it pours. Haven't had a wreck in 15 years, knock on wood. Well, that's not true. There was the case 10 years ago with a tornado blowing us off the road, but a wreck that was my fault in 15 years. So I guess it's been 10 years since I had an accident, and I've had two, well, one this wasn't this, it was last Thursday, actually. I said this weekend. It was last Thursday. And then there was this one today, but that wasn't really an accident. I don't know why I'm saying that, but the point is that I'm just glad that I didn't have a wreck. That's one reason I was laughing, is I'm very happy that I didn't run into this guy. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side of this quick break, I am your host, Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. The feds and the foreign banks that run them are walking all over our privacy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, thank you for joining us. We're now into the second hour. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And here's CBS News right now reporting Oregon Healthcare Exchange has yet to enroll a single person. But later we're going to play the video of establishment political wonk, DNC boss Wasserman Schultz says Dems will campaign on Obamacare. And I have her quotes here. That it is a distortion to say that people have been kicked off their health care or that the health care exchanges are not working. So there they are, absolutely, completely, and totally denying reality to everyone. And McClatchy is reporting, news service, more than 50 million to be thrown off. It's now close to 10 million that have now officially been thrown off. But all they've got to do is say you're a conspiracy theorist, because that's what they do. If you say, you know, I think the NSA illegally spying on us is illegal, they're not doing that, conspiracy theorist. There were whistleblowers in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. I interviewed most of them. But the media would just say, that's a conspiracy theory, and no one would cover it. And then now so much has come out. At first, oh, Snowden's a traitor. We spy on you for your own good. Now they've got to admit what's going on to a certain extent, but they hope you think it's terror-related and for your own good. No, it came out in the Icelandic parliament last week, and RT picked it up, that the British government was using their spy grid as part of the NSA. It's all one big international system. To spy on even individuals trying to get their money out of the banks that were trying to take it to bail the banks out, like we saw in Cyprus earlier this year with the bail-in. And then they were using it to economically sabotage not just the government, but individuals. And then, of course, the government ended up doing the right thing, arresting the government ministers that were involved in the foreign banking takeover and refusing to pay the debt that was not theirs. And now we're 3 years later. So the model of defeating these people is what Iceland did. And they stood up against the U.S., British government, European, EU systems as well, who were going to bankrupt and loot that country by signing the people on to their system. Now, the story is up on InfoWars.com right now. And Paul Watson is there breaking it down. The feds have put up a national grid. The feds have deployed a national spy system of microphones to record conversations. Hidden in plain sight, the next level of NSA snooping will detect dissent via ubiquitous audio sensors. So this is beyond 1984. It is a total criminal plan. And this article by Paul Watson takes the admissions that they're putting up a network of fake streetlights, fake transformers, you name it, that literally listen to you as you walk down the street and record it and then add it to voice prints. I will break this down after our guest leaves us at the start of the next hour. This is a big breaking special report. If you want to know how deep the rabbit hole goes, I'm going to be breaking that down. But I want to ask all listeners to get this article that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. and to get this article out to everyone you know so they understand that this is an investigative report. Because if we just take it like it's okay, they listen to us on the street, it's learned helplessness. It becomes just accepted. But if we fight back, then it boomerangs back on them and discredits them. So they want to just standardize this and acclimate us to accept it. Now, what else they want to do is use the IRS against real anti-war activists, against land rights activists, against Amish, against pro-life groups, against Tea Party, against anybody who's for liberty or common sense or justice. They don't want you active. They want you to do what you're told as a spectator. That's why the TSA has taken down websites, threatened to sue people, had Facebook censor parodies of them, censored our videos, censored other videos that expose the TSA. Well, the NSA is the same. And a couple months ago, this was first reported by Ben Swan, investigative journalist. It's coming up in about 30 minutes. And then picked up a week and a half ago by Infowars.com when he filed suit. Then picked up by CBS News, and Drudge put it out worldwide to be one of the top stories about a week ago. But free speech T-shirt maker threatened by NSA, DHS, fights back with lawsuit. And he made two clear parodies of the NSA, the U.S. Department of Homeland Stupidity, and another one that said National Security Agency, peeping while you're sleeping. The NSA, the only part of government that actually listens. Jay Leno made similar jokes about, we do have Big Brother, it's Big Bro. So this is a total surveillance prison grid, totally illegal, light years worse than 1984. And now they tried to threaten and shut down the artist, Dan McCall, who joins us. And he said, no, I'm going to continue and I'm suing you. And now the publicity, he's selling his T-shirts and items. We're going to make our own variants. We've had TSA ones before, but I'm going to make some NSA ones as well. We should all get in on the act. We're having a $10,000 contest to make videos exposing the NSA and TSA. That new contest is going, a new film contest as well. So we're fully getting behind the First Amendment here, because you either stand up and use the enemy's attack as a way to gain ground on them, or you roll over and die. LibertyManiacs.com is his website. He's an American artist, designer, and founder of the brand website, LibertyManiacs.com, and a design business. So evil, evil free speech entrepreneur. He is currently being demonized and attacked by the NSA, so he's fighting back. And he joins us right now. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Alex. I really appreciate it. It's great to talk to you and your listeners. And it's been an interesting few weeks here, to say the least.
To say the least. So tell us about how all this began, how they threatened you. And I'm guessing, but I would imagine you're selling 100 times more stuff than you were previously.
Definitely. I've learned of something they call the Streisand effect. I'm still not sure what exactly where that comes from. I take it it's something that Barbara Streisand wanted to originally take down off the internet, but the attention that brought of her action trying to do that caused it to be much more of a sensation than it actually was. So that's definitely been a factor here, and it's kind of in a way almost turned into a sort of art form in and of itself. Almost, I guess I'd call it performance art. The way that the NSA and the DHS has reacted to the original parody that started a while back, but I learned of it this summer. So originally it started 2 days after the Snowden revelations had come out. I think the heroic work that Glenn Greenwald had done to expose this with the leaks from Edward Snowden had come out. And days after that, especially when I found out that it was Glenn Greenwald that had done it and some of the information was starting to come out, I decided to kind of take a stab at this subject. I was enraged, like a lot of people were, I think. Not enough people at the time, I think, but I think that's a growing demographic of people that are not only angry about what the NSA has been doing, but as you just reported, sounds like they're planning on doing as well. So I, like you said, I created this parody, and it was basically sort of the classic sort of parody that I've done over the years, over the 10 years that I've done Liberty Maniacs. And it was basically take their logo and flip it on itself, make them the butt of the joke by using their own imagery. something that you see, you know, classically done as a parody from Mad Magazine to everything else. I'm sure some of your shirts and stuff like that do very similar things and have over the years. So, it's not a design coup anyways. I've said that many times, but it's
something you are a great designer because you come up with unique, very striking ways you do it. So the issue is, for those that don't know, free speech is protected, obviously, but political speech and lampooning is the highest level. Having a media operation, dealing with this for 18 years, I've had to learn the law. This is the most protected speech when it's political, when it's a parody. It's the highest level of protection. And here they are trying to shut you down. And it's an example of how if you mildly criticize Obamacare on Twitter or Facebook, they'll suspend or delete your account. It shows a reign of authoritarian terror.
It's truly frightening. The fact that days after, the very day that I placed my parody up for sale, just hours afterwards, I was notified by the seller, by the actual manufacturer, that I wasn't allowed to do it. And when I finally looked into the matter, I had learned that they had been contacted by the NSA, and then later found out that DHS, actually 2 years prior, they were acting on letters of cease and desist that were issued 2 years prior in 2011, and it sort of red flagged my account, even though I had been very close partners with them over the years. And so that they were immediately taken down. It took our lawyers and we work with Public Citizen I'm working with to sort of, and they've been doing a great work, try to expose what's going on and get to the bottom of it. It took a lot of work to
That's
try
right.
to find
so,
out.
So this is torturous interference where behind the scenes, they're trying to sabotage your connections. We've had that happen to us many times, but the companies are always so scared. They just say, look, I can't work with you, Homeland Security. So it just shows what criminals these people are. Stay there, folks. This is torturous interference. It's criminal racketeering, where a group of people get together and threaten things to shut down your free speech, to shut down your business. This is the essence of Soviet-style tyranny. The Nazis did this as well, as you know. And I mean, it is unbelievable. So he's suing them, major civil rights violation, unbelievable. Most folks are scared and won't speak out. Dan McCall learned that his longtime suppliers couldn't produce T-shirts for him because Homeland Security and the NSA had been threatening them with cease and desist letters. And this is what they do. Parodies like All Your Data Agency, we're spying on you, stuff like that that's totally clear. It's like T-shirts that say CIA, Cocaine Importation Agency. This is the most protected art is political art. But getting back to Dan McCall, Dan, roll through then how you had to discover it and what's happened since and what your suit is up to.
Yeah, so like I said before, just hours after I put up that NSA parody, I learned that I'd been taken down. After about a week or so of kind of poking at the company to see what happened, there definitely was a silencing effect because after working with them for over 5 years, it was like hitting a brick wall of silence. So I knew something was up. There was a red flag that something's going on. But I also knew that that I had to get to the bottom of it to find out what's going on, because there's a huge portion of what I do as an artist and as a designer and as a small business person. So we looked into it. I finally was able to. I got in contact, like you said, with Ben Swan, and he did an expose on it on his media program. That sort of highlighted what had gone on as far as I understood at the point. Then Public Citizen contacted me and offered help to kind of look into it, because as you said, it seems as though this could be a possibly important civil rights case if they're impinging upon what is the most important aspect of the First Amendment, which is to criticize the government. And so we looked into it, and the rabbit hole got a little deeper. The company was very resistant to even give us any information, and since hasn't, because they've been so scared and bullied, they haven't even issued us the original cease and desist letters stating that those are confidential. They don't see a reason why they should do it. They were able to dictate word for word what those letters were, so we were able to sort of formulate the case and decide whether or not this is a practical matter to bring to court, and if that's sort of a court remedy is something that we were going to go ahead with. After finding out about it, we and what the actual designs and parodies and art that they were using their statutes to try to silence and criminalize in this case, there was no choice in the matter. It was definitely a case where we had to press the issue. We had to clarify what the law is in this case and try to overturn, and that's what this case is kind of about, overturn those aspects, those statutes that are completely incompatible with the First Amendment, and make sure that not only these parodies are not criminalized, but that anyone else, whether they're making a joke as a comedian or as you're doing, in radio, if you're making a parody, you're selling shirts, anyone, that there's a clear path and we know exactly what fair use is. And that we challenge the very idea that these government agencies can brand themselves, own the things like their seal. And like you may have read, the NSA is claiming that to even use their seal or the letters NSA or National Security Agency, I have to ask permission to the director of the NSA to do that. That's absolutely, it's mind-boggling that they could actually make that case. So that's what I'm trying to do and move forward with, is to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again.
Well, it shows a culture of criminal activity. They're illegally spying on us. They're dialing into our cell phones, our computers. They've worked with Google, with the Google cars, to go around grabbing everybody's data. And they're trying to just commit these crimes en masse to where they overwhelm us and set a new precedent through common law where possession is 9/10 of the law. So they overrun us. They get away with it so long. It sets a new standard. It's conscious. And so it also shows how behind the scenes they go around and shut down Twitter accounts that are criticizing Obamacare. They shut down letting us sell on Google Store, the Obama deception. They just told us point blank, Democrats don't like it, to where really it's a reign of terror where they get away with whatever they want. You are standing up and saying, no, I will lampoon the NSA. And so hopefully by you resisting, it shows others that it's not illegal to have parodies politically. I mean, look at, you open up the newspaper and they've got parodies of presidents and people. This goes back to the Greeks and before. And so this is really an amazing level of tyranny.
Yeah, it really is. It's a strange thing. I think there's a portion of this too where they think they can get away with this. And obviously, you have a large audience, and so when they're messing with you, I think it's just strange to me. But I think in this case, that when they're messing with a little guy, they're thinking that everyone's just going to lay down. And to some degree, we're seeing that. I mean, we're seeing people. There's another company that has my shirts up and is helping me market my shirts. But even now, they're a little bit, it makes people nervous to go against the largest.
Yeah, listen, brother, we salute your courage. And I want to say this. If we all don't stand up, we're going to be enslaved. People should be afraid of not standing up. We salute you, sir. Thank you so much. We'll get an update soon.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Coming up, when we start the third hour, I'm going to get into a national spy grid of microphones hidden in public places. And now the feds are trying to pressure businesses into wiring in, quote, with the local police department and the Threat Fusion Center, your internal cameras and mics, so that they can control them and surveil everybody, not for our safety, but for the overall takeover of society. So we're going to be breaking that down coming up in the third hour. Then I'm going to get into your phone calls and a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to yet geopolitically on the Second Amendment front, some big developments there as well. We're going to go to Ben Swan here in a moment, award-winning journalist who's been breaking a lot of big stories dealing with the NSA and more. We'll get his take on that and then other stuff he's working on right now. But we only do this once a year in November. It always ends up stopping in early December because we end up selling out of the factories, ProPure, Pro-1, gravity-fed stainless steel filters. We went out, did 2 years of research, found the very best gravity-fed filter systems, the best filters, the best quality, the best customer service. We are the biggest distributor of these in the world. It's very simple. Why? We give 10% off the already lowest prices with promo code WATER. But by the time you go to Infowars.com or Infowarsstore.com, this is being changed and updated right now, there will be 20% off. We've never gone that high. It's been 15 before. 20% off. We're selling more of these than ever. I've just decided to do this for our listeners because I want to cut the fluoride and the glyphosate and all the poison out of the water. This is the system that does it, annihilates the competition. There's a whole giant line. We have every one they produce. We've got the little pitcher systems that have it as well for as low as $59 or $54. Nobody can top that. It's all there. This is a cut above the rest. ProPure, Pro-1, InfowarsStore.com. 20% off with promo code WATER20. 20% off with promo code WATER20. And this will probably only run 2 weeks or so because we always end up selling out of everything they've got, even though it's a giant facility, and they've got to produce more. But they've done a production, an expanded production run, so this could probably run 2-3 weeks. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, and it funds our operation, WATER20, when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you get 20% off the already lowest price. Now, on all the other water products, you put in promo code WATER, you get 10% off. That promo code is good for 10% off. WATER20 to get the 20% off, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And I told the crew last week, great crew back there, I said, we're going to do 20%. They said, great, we'll get it in the next few days. So this morning I said, is that ready? They're like, we'll get on it right now. So this will definitely get you the 20% because they'll now get flooded with calls, and that's the new promo code. On air, it's happening right now. Promo code WATER20. Briefly, more of this came in. We've got enough to go for a couple more weeks because we've expanded production of the proprietary, patented, one-of-a-kind Atomic Nation iodine made right here in the USA with kosher, certified, organic, highest certification of organic. And it is the most amazing health product I've ever promoted. For what it does for your thyroid, your whole body, mental acuity, what it's done for myself. When I was told by my sources, a bunch of different experts that you've heard on air, that this was the one thing to go with, the big secret, I went with it, I tested it, I tried it, and now it is the most positively received product we've ever put out. And I take it twice a day, the recommended dosage. Talk to your medical provider before using it. You may think, man, iodine, that tastes terrible. That's the regular iodine, folks. This is the unbonded, truly atomic iodine that I'm sad to say, it doesn't even annihilate the competition. The competition is not even in the same universe. And it is your purchase of the products at InfowarsStore.com, InfowarsLife.com that makes everything we do here possible. The whole media operation, the filmmaking, the magazine, the news sites, all of it. So we bring you the best products at the best price, double the strength at half the cost of leading competitors. So we give you the best at the lowest price, InfowarsStore.com, InfowarsLife.com, and we have more of it in. We're now shipping it all out, so get your order in today for the Atomic Nascent Iodine, InfowarsLife Life Survival Shield, InfowarsLife.com. All right, now, I wanted to get Ben Swan back on the broadcast because he is the model of folks like Dylan Radigan, myself, and others, Matt Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, WorldNet Daily, you name it, that are the cutting edge of real media. And I don't care if you come from a liberal or conservative background. If you were a real journalist and just cover the real historical facts, you find out there's a revolution of tyranny coming down on us. And so he's won multiple Edward R. Murrow Awards and Lone Star Emmys. He went on to have a top show on Fox that became a national sensation just from his local Fox affiliate. And then he basically left there because they wanted him to only cover local stuff and basically put handcuffs on him. Same thing happened to me 16 years ago locally on radio. And since then, he's launched his own operation, and it's just very exciting because most media folks don't have other media people on to promote them. But I do, because if we don't defeat the New World Order, we don't have a future. So it's great to not be lonely out there. So it's why we've got Ben Swan on with us. And Ben, there's a lot happening in the news I want to get your take on. But first off, getting into the NSA and their intimidation of the press, the war on the media, Obama's war on the media, and now the war on political cartoonists and the war on people criticizing the NSA. I mean, this really shows us that they would like to turn America into the old Soviet Union. Ben Swan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything the Soviets wanted but couldn't do because they were hamstrung by the lack of technology, it's what we're seeing in America today. And, you know, Alex, we talk about this all the time, as do you. It's not a left versus right issue. This is a liberty versus tyranny issue. And so what we're seeing around the country right now is this incredible crackdown, not just on whistleblowers, not just on journalists, but on anyone who is critical of this administration, critical of its policies, critical of government in general. You know, we've talked to this T-shirt maker who basically designed a parody of the NSA. It's a round logo, the NSA logo, and it says, "Peeping while you're sleeping." The NSA, the only government agency that actually listens, or only part of the government that actually listens. It's pretty clever, but it's a parody. And the NSA has gotten all those shirts pulled from marketplaces across the internet claiming it's trademark infringement. And it's nonsense. You know, one of the problems that we run into in America right now is that we have courts and we have laws and we have copyright law and trademark law already in existence. But what we find is that the NSA, the DHS, they don't want to use those avenues. Instead, they want to go around those avenues and instead just crack down on anyone they don't like, threaten, intimidate, scare, you know, businesses and business owners into compliance.
When I look at it, added to what I mentioned earlier, the admitted war on the press, the arresting of whistleblowers, the NSA spying on the press, I mean, this is a criminal group. I'm sorry. There's no other way to slice it. And they're building giant spy databases everywhere. And they just expect us to go along with it. But the good news is they tried to paint Snowden as a traitor. In all the polls, he's a hero. It looks like the sleeping giant is awakening, and they should understand that they're going to end up going to jail, and no amount of intimidation is going to save them.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right that, you know, this idea that they're ultimately going to be able to control what anyone says. We had a story up on BenSwan.com. I'm sure you guys saw it as well. Carol Costello from CNN saying that this administration threatens the jobs of any reporters who are even critical of the administration. And we see this happening everywhere, but I agree with you. You know, we talk about this all the time. Liberty is rising, right? And the whole idea that across the country, people are fed up with it. I mean, they're really sick and tired of what we're seeing right now in the country. They're not really sure, I think, what to do about it fully. And that's why, you know, programs like yours are so important, because I think you're giving people steps to take. Here are steps you can take, certainly with your dollar as a consumer, steps you can take in terms of going around mainstream media instead of allowing them to continue to be the gatekeeper, the propagandist. And so we're giving people opportunities to step forward and to do something about what they're seeing. And I think people are ready for it, more so than they've been in a number of generations in this country.
Where do you see the political landscape? You're a smart guy. You've got your finger on the pulse. You talk to a lot of people like I and others do. Do you see the landscape as being explosively awake right now and accelerating that process? Or do you think that it's just too little too late?
No, I don't think it's too little too late. I think that more and more people are waking up. Look, go back 5 or 6 years ago, and I think the left-right paradigm has fallen apart so much. And I speak all over the country about this. And actually, Alex, I use InfoWars often to make the point that the story you all broke in terms of DHS and the, you know, shoring up all that ammo and buying up all that ammo, that was a story you guys broke, but at least a year and a half before mainstream media would even touch it. They didn't touch it because they had the integrity to finally talk about it. They finally touched it because there was so much attention on the work that you had done and InfoWars had done that they were forced to talk about it. And I think that's what we're seeing now, is that mainstream media, which has really, I think, tempered the pace of things, distracted most Americans and really much of the world as to what was going on, they've lost their standing. And through the internet and through alternative media, new media, the public is able to say, I'm just going to go around these guys, and they're getting really good information. I mean, a great example of that, I think, is what happened with Syria. I mean, here was a case where mainstream media played the same cards they played in 2003 with the war in Iraq. And then it was, you know, sites like yours, sites like mine, that are coming out and saying, wait a minute, hold off, because there's so much you're not being told. I mean, you tell me, Alex, when did you hear mainstream media ever talk about al-Nusra Front? Ever talk about al-Qaeda in Iraq? Ever talk about the fact that al-Nusra Front had sarin gas? They didn't talk about it. It was new media. It was guys like you and me who were talking about it. And I think it is really a testament to how powerful new media has become that we did not go to war overtly with
Syria. That's right. In fact, so many people just always think we're the underdog and aren't ready for liberty to win. Liberty has won countless times in history when people believe in it and stand up. And if you look at the metrics of new media, real media versus what I call state-run media, basically, or controlled media, they're dying, we're exploding across the board, and the White House regulations are said the only hope is to try to get us to infight with each other and to put out disinfo, but that isn't working anymore. And speaking of disinfo, what do you as an award-winning journalist and investigative reporter call it when Obama comes out and says, I never said you could keep your plan under this bill? Or, and then he comes out and says, well, what I meant was unless the bill passed, and then that didn't work. So he goes, okay, I apologize. But his surrogates, the head of the Democratic Party, is in the news saying that no one's being kicked off. I've got the video. No one's being kicked off, and it's not increasing rates on CNN. I mean, that level of bald-faced lying, and it's like they think they can still just get away with it. I'm watching them like an old barn burn down in front of me. And is it that they just can't stop, or are they so narcissistic they don't realize that they're butt naked and everybody sees their hand in the cookie jar? What's happening? Because the lying, it isn't just that they've been caught lying now. The lies are more outrageous. What's happening?
Well, I agree with you. I think the lies are more outrageous, and I think it's a kind of a combination of factors. I think part of it is that we've reached a point because of the left-right paradigm in mainstream media. Those who go, listen, I have this theory that people do not go to media, most Americans do not, to get the truth. They go there to be validated in the belief system they already hold. So if you are already a supporter of the president, you're just going to run to media who's going to tell you that it's okay, he didn't mean that, it's being taken out of context. And look, he's so contrite and so willing to apologize. I mean, that shows what a great guy he is. And then if you don't like this president already, you're going to run to media who's going to tell you, no, he's a bad guy, he's a terrible person, he's just a liar, and you knew that already. So people are already divided on those levels. I think where new media has the opportunity and is winning is where we say, listen, I'm not interested in how you feel about this president or how you feel about his policies. What we want is accountability. For statements that are made. Look, when a president says, these are the conditions by which I am guaranteeing, because that's what it was, when over 30 times you have said, if you like your doctor, you keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you will keep your plan. Over 30 times you have said this in public addresses.
And your rate's not going to go up, your rate's going to go down.
That's right. It was a guarantee. It was a guarantee to the American people that this will be the case. And when you come back and say, we have now forced the largest tax increase in American history, the largest overreach of government in American history. Oops, sorry, I guess I was wrong. I guess that's okay, right? I think there's a certain informed group of Americans that's growing who says, you know what, forget about the politics of it. This is about right and wrong. It's about truth and a lie. It's about being deceived. It's about if you make me a guarantee and you don't keep it, I'm not going to be held to that. So I think that's what's shifting.
No, I agree. And Karl Rove famously told the New York Times and others at a cocktail party, he said, look, whoever's in government controls reality. We'll tell you up is down, down is up. We'll change the reality tomorrow. You'll do what you're told or you'll lose your job. That only works when you're in North Korea or the Jim Jones compound. When people finally wake up to the fact that it's a cult, it doesn't work. So I wouldn't call us left or right. We are the reality community.
That's right.
And we are the survival community and the dignity community and just want to be free. And it's not about labels. It's about, man, this country's in trouble. And so you're right, though. There's certain people that go to establishment Republican or establishment Democratic media just to hear their old version of establishment Kool-Aid, but that isn't working anymore.
I agree. I think the shift now, it's this growing segment that says, you know what, I'm done with that. Tired of it. I mean, it's all predictable now to me. And so instead, they say when there's a different voice that says what you're being told is a lie, and here's why it's a lie. And what we want is accountability, and we want transparency. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle this person is on, because we're going to go after all of them. I think that's what the American people have been waiting for. Some of them. And for the increasing number of people who are waking up to that reality, I think that's where the shift is taking place. It's a very powerful thing.
You're right. And again, it shows the shift has happened, because in the past, they would just deny they ever said that. Now, just because of things like YouTube and then your show, my show, and others who will show it. That's what the Pentagon said earlier this year about Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. They said, look, because of drudgereport.com and other sites like it, they will show what we said 1 month ago and show what we said today and show the lie. We can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And so it's not that we even are being journalists. We're going, the emperor is butt naked. You have lied to us, and no amount of bull is going to work. And I think that is what is going to bring them down. The question is, Ben Swan, when we come back, is how do you think the establishment is going to strike back? That's the big question. BenSwan.com is his website. You can follow him at Ben Swan on Twitter. Our site's InfoWars.com. You can follow me at Real Alex Jones. Folks, we got Ben Swan with us in this segment, and then 5 minutes of the next hour. Then I'm going to get into our big breaking news story that's up on InfoWars.com today, dealing with microphones being put up nationwide. And we've proven that these gunshot detectors are really microphones that listen to you. Gunshot detector is just one program they have hooked into it, a total cover. And we have them admitting it in this article. That's what's big. That's what's breaking. And then in the article, we get into how the Kinect system on record scans your whole house and sends it back to Microsoft. It's beyond NSA. And we go through the Google microphones, all of it. Now, Ben Swan, investigative journalist, is our guest here. And Ben, talking to you here, you heard the question before the break. What is the establishment going to do now that they see the real media being reborn, filling the vacuum because the establishment media is completely sold out?
Right. Well, I think that we can expect a couple of things to happen. First of all, I would expect to see a big pushback to see CISPA and those kinds of bills, the SOPA, PIPA, ACTA. Essentially, they're intellectual property bills, as you know, which are designed to protect content on the internet. But those bills are a red herring. They're really designed to say, we're going to shut down a lot of these blogs and alternative media sites that basically take, you know, content from national networks or from mainstream media, and they write articles about them and they show their clips. By doing that, you're able to shut down the entire site if even one piece of intellectual property that belongs to someone else is found on your site. So,
The NSA, and that's what the bills, for those that don't know, actually said. That's why they got shot down.
That's right.
Just like, oh, you made fun of the NSA in your cartoon in the magazine. We're going to shut you down now. It is a reign of terror. Go ahead.
Yeah, the other thing, though, keep an eye on is net neutrality, and that's a very important bill. Right now, net neutrality, that law, is going before a D.C. circuit court who is going to rule on it any day now. They are one step below the Supreme Court. But net neutrality, for folks who don't know what it is, essentially is a law that says that internet providers like AT&T or Verizon or Comcast cannot simply discriminate against one website over another. They have to provide the same service to all of them. What I expect to see is that DC court will come back and say, you know what, net neutrality doesn't need to be here. We're going to do away with it. They're going to do away with it, I suspect. And when they do, essentially, you're going to now allow these big conglomerates to be able to say, we're going to make it very difficult. So for instance, if InfoWars is causing you problems, you go over to AT&T and Comcast, if you're the government, and you say, hey, listen, slow this guy down. And so they make it very difficult.
We've already had that happen. We've already in Australia and England and Europe and at bus terminals, you name it. They just delist us and say that we're radical and bad and you just can't go there, period.
Right. And that's what net neutrality will do. By removing net neutrality as law in the United States, you would essentially give these companies the ability to decide what people can see and what they can't see. It's a very, very dangerous bill. I obviously look at it from a news and information standpoint. I see other people talking about it like, well, you know, this could actually make it difficult because it's a pay-to-play system that's being set up, and that's true. But I see it much more in the danger of being able to control information. I mean, that's what this whole fight is over. I mean, you guys use the logo as a war for your mind. Well, it really is. And in this case, it's a war for who's going to be able to put content out there. And that's what net neutrality is all about.
Well, Ben, I've been doing this 18 years, and all I've ever dealt with is this type of censorship and manipulation. So what you're saying is going to happen, they're already doing. As you know, they just want to actually have a law behind it.
That's right.
Instead of just doing it fraudulently, where, you know, most libraries block InfoWars as right. extremist just because a government database said so. But again, once the genie is out of the bottle, I think it's already too late for them. Back in 60 seconds, I want to ask you that. Will this create a mass Streisand effect as they try to have a war on the new real media? Just like they've tried to list Drudge as issuing viruses to delist it. This is what they do.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, what about that one?
Oh, no. That one's illegal.
Come on, I want to see it. I want to see it.
Yeah, come on. Do it.
Okay, guys.
This is Beavis and Butthead at the library. Looking at InfoWars.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, my God.
This was the dose. This poem. Let me watch the building.
What in God's name is going on here?
You're all getting detention for the rest of the year.
All right.
You've lost all your computer privileges.
Ben Swan is here with us, investigative journalist, BenSwan.com, launching his own successful real media operation. So what do you expect them to do? You've said it. Attack us. What they're already doing. Absolutely. A fairness doctrine for talk radio. It's all coming back. But now that people have a taste for all this, because they put, I mean, take my radio show on every major audio platform now. It's in the top five, in many cases number one, and we're not even promoting this stuff. What are they going to do in an open market where they cannot compete with reality? What are they going to do? They're going to try to censor, but it's not going to work. So do you think they'll be successful putting the genie back in the bottle?
No, I don't think so. Look, I think one of the things they underestimate is when we talk about issues like net neutrality, it's this idea that, well, if it takes a long time to load a page, if it's difficult to get a hold of, then people will just go someplace else. The problem is they can't go someplace else because these folks are awake. So they're not just going to turn around and say, well, I can't get to your content, so instead, I'm just going to go back to listening to the same voices that I used to listen to. They're already awake. So yeah, for those folks, it's going to continue to be their prerogative to go and seek you out and find you. Where it's going to be difficult in the strategic part of it is to say, how do we block sharing? How do we block this information from being spread so easily? And I think, again, go back to the case of Syria. And Syria is a great example of where you have this great information by new media, but then spread so quickly through social media, through email, through Twitter and Facebook, and direct sharing of content. And because of that, they saw how quickly they lost that battle. So I don't think they necessarily are going to be successful at it, but I think it's going to be a very difficult fight that's ahead.
Well, I agree with you, but just going back to people setting up Twitter accounts to show how they got their insurance canceled, the White House went through and had thousands of accounts deleted. I mean, it shows if they can censor us, they will try. They are tyrants. And people should really take this personal, because when they first take your speech, they later make you a slave or even take your life historically. I mean, we're far down the rat hole with these people.
Yeah, absolutely. And that actually brings me to this point, too, if you don't mind me mentioning this. But today we actually launched a new project really pushing people towards jury nullification. It's a little bit of an aside, but I think it goes back to the bigger
point. Oh, no, very exciting, yeah.
But we're very excited about this. It's called Just Us. It's kind of a coalition of some new media folks. And Alex, actually, here on your show, I want to invite you to be a part of it as well, because you have this tremendous voice out there. And I know you're a big supporter of the idea, but it's very simple. It says, instead of dodging jury duty, go volunteer for jury duty. If you get called to jury duty, go there, because you have, with your vote as a juror, that's the most important vote you have. And when people complain about not having a voice or their voice being taken away, that's one place you still have one.
It's one of the purest votes ever left. I want to get you back on the nightly news sometime next week to do a whole report on jury nullification, because I have the founder on routinely, Red Beckman. And if you can, I'd send a crew out there to interview him, because he's pretty old but still very articulate, because we see juries nullifying tyranny every day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it is our strongest, as you said, it's our strongest vote against tyranny. That's where it can happen. So you can check it out at BenSwan.com. We have a whole new page up, Just Us. That's where you can check it out.
Look forward to finding out more. Well, Ben, great job with all the work you're doing. We'll talk to you soon. Godspeed.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Vaya con Dios, ladies and gentlemen, for that segment. We're going to come back, and I am going to get into the big story that I haven't covered yet. It's on InfoWars.com. Microphones everywhere listening to you.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of media people that are out there, even if they're real journalists, they revel in breaking things. And obviously, when you break news, you get the ratings, you get the advertising, you're able to fund yourself. That is a very positive thing. And it's also fun to break new news and to expose bad guys. Investigative journalism is really exciting. The first time I caught them trying to take old people's houses with zoning rules, and I exposed them, and there was big fallout in the city, and folks ended up getting indicted over it. It really felt good, like nothing I'd ever done in my life. It was the closest thing to it was like a bully starts a fight with you, you kick their butt. That's a satisfied feeling. It's not satisfying to kick somebody's butt who doesn't deserve it. It's satisfying when somebody starts a fight with you and you stomp the living hell out of them. And that's just the way it is. It's like a natural, good, healthy thing. So I'm not criticizing folks that are into breaking things, because that's how you are effective. That's how you have a free society. But a lot of folks are just constantly saying they're breaking this, saying they're breaking that. And most of the time, they're not breaking anything. But it's good that they are reporting on it, because for the general public, they are still not aware of it, is what I'm trying to get at. And I saw this article on Friday on Infowars.com, originally from StoryLeak.com, from a local NBC affiliate in Las Vegas. And it had the headline, Las Vegas installs IntelliStreet light fixtures capable of recording conversations. And that's a good report for our great writers and the folks over at Story Leak that they're doing. It's good to report when the mainstream media finally reports something, because sometimes you can wake up sheeple who won't listen to Infowars.com, or who won't listen to PrisonPlanet.com, or who won't, you know, believe something that WorldNet Daily puts out. But if it is mainstream, they'll pay attention to it. And we reported 2 years ago, back in 2011 and also in 2012, from their own promo video that IntelliStreets, one of many companies getting tens of billions of dollars a year to put in surveillance cameras, hidden microphones, street lights that have cameras and microphones in them. That's a very important piece of intel. So the reason I give you some of this background info is that what we're breaking today isn't really breaking, but it is breaking. And again, I'm talking about this because I want people to not just become acclimated and conditioned to accept this. Now, what is breaking is this is the first article pretty much ever that I know of that pulls in a bunch of pieces of what's happening and puts them together to give you what is going on in the larger equation. And so when I see a news article where we're reporting on one piece of something and it's on drudgereport.com or something, you would think I'd be real excited about that. And I am excited about that. I'm excited that the local NBC piece is anti-microphones hidden in the streetlights listening to you. You're actually seeing sanity out of people that don't want to be total slaves, like Dylan Radigan flipping out and getting canned. Because he realizes there's no future if we don't do something. Sell out today to be destroyed tomorrow? No thanks. I'm going to fight for a free future today to survive and thrive tomorrow. That's the thing. We're not heroes. We don't have courage when we fight the evil, folks. This is what you do if you don't want to be a slave. That's why I don't want people calling up saying you're such a hero. You're such a great guy all day. I love you. I care about you. I appreciate you. I'm nothing special. I'm just somebody who historically is aware of tyranny and who sees it happening again. And so I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to get people active. So God bless the Story Leak writer who put this out. Is that Mikhail Phelan? I think you pronounce it. It's good they did this because it is breaking that they're putting these in Las Vegas. My point is, though, when I see a report like this, I get upset at one level because I call up Watson, who's a better and quicker writer than I am, and I said, listen, since 98 at least, they've put up microphones everywhere, hidden in transformers, street lights. They dial into our phones and listen. They use voice print. I met with the whistleblower and showed the documents, and you can go dig up the audio where these companies promote it in their promos. And he goes, send me the link. And I go, okay, I will. And then he went and found even more where they're now admitting that they're using these as microphones. And the point is they consciously are rolling out microphones in the last 12 years accelerated, but it's really been when I first learned about this was in 98, but it'd been going on for about 5 years. So I don't know, 1993 till now, 20 years. This has been going on for 20 years. They've got pen cameras, pen microphones. They've got pen microphones they can aim at an apartment building and listen to the vibrations through the glass. I mean, it is an orgy of illegal spying that is going on. And they've got weird arguments in the police departments. Most cops don't even know about this. It's compartmentalized, the threat fusion centers. That, well, if the microphone is outside an acoustic and it picks up vibrations off your window is interfacing with the outside world, and so it's okay that we grab the communication. When real common law and common sense says, no, it's wiretapping. It's peeping Tom, invasion of privacy, because you have the perception of privacy in your apartment, especially when the blinds are closed, and that you don't even know that one of these stinking things can be tuned with computer programs they've got in the late 90s to triangulate a quadrant and listen to what's happening 200 yards away on the surface of a building. And that's what's breaking, is you think I'm excited that I know all this stuff? And here's the deal. I'm getting a headache right now. I'm getting a headache. These people should all be arrested. This isn't used to solve crime. It's meant to protect the government and its criminal operations. This isn't meant to make our society free and safe. It's meant to make us slaves. They have been using the built-in cameras and microphones on computers for 20-plus years to surveil everyone. They were putting hidden microphones in most digital cable boxes by the mid-1990s. They've been putting cameras in government-run bathrooms in the stalls for 30 years. They have been committing crime across the board on purpose so that they can put in a total technological enslavement grid that the public isn't even aware of to study us scientifically, how we behave and how we operate, so that there's almost no way for us to ever get out of it. So these probes are to study humans like they're an off-world group. They're not, but they behave like it. So there's no way for us to ever defeat them, okay? That's in their own words, by the way. They are studying us to destroy us. They are studying us to know our hopes, to know our dreams, to sell us false hopes and false dreams. They want to know the trends that organically come out of the group collective ether. So in their words, they can be the mind of God. The Pentagon said that 20-something years ago. Google said it 5 years ago. They said it 2 weeks ago again. All of them at their symposiums that are secret. Some are public, but I've had sources that have been in the secret symposiums. Some of their people have gone public in secret symposiums, like Bill Joy, and he wrote in Wired Magazine in April 2000 that the plan is to build the technocratic panopticon to dehumanize us for orderly extermination. So again, the plan has been made to use our tax money to build a surveillance, control, dehumanization, sociology, psychology, anthropology, psych warfare grid to absolutely destroy our families, destroy our businesses, wreck us, and destabilize us, along with the chemical, biological stuff they're doing to the food and water, for scrapping, for being made obsolete. Whether you're a TSA person or a cop or a school teacher or a Marine or a bureaucrat or a farmer or a black man or a white man or a woman or a person from Asia, it doesn't matter. You are under super science level, genius level, total attack with Kinect systems and other video games going in that can shoot through walls thousands of feet with perfect 3D battle scans of everything, hooked into NSA command centers, blasting you with radiation, smart meters, blasting your whole house, scanning it as well. Folks, this is all admitted. They're not just frying you and surveilling you and stealing your data. They're killing you. And it's a total mechanized weapons rollout, okay? And you need to become aware of this now, okay? Beware Trojans bearing gifts. Or beware Greeks bearing gifts to the Trojans, I should say. Because that's what this is. They give you this technology, but it's designed, and you pay for it, to surveil you, dominate you, steal your future, wreck your future, and kill you. Collection of babble that you heard earlier. Alex Jones back live if you just joined us. But what I was getting at is, it's very frustrating to hear them go, is it true the NSA intercepts phone calls and records them? Is it true they're giving it to certain economic groups for advantage? I mean, this is 40-year-old stuff that's been going on. For at least 20 years, the different DVR, proto-DVRs, digital cable boxes, computers, cell phones on record in the worldwide consortium treaties and agreements in the Telecommunications Act of 96. It's all listened to. I had AP call me twice last week, and I was talking to one of the reporters, and like, so you think the NSA is spying? And I said, look, I don't have time to argue this with you. It's in the Telecommunications Act. I'm hanging up, and I slammed the phone down. It's like going, you claim the Grand Canyon's in northern Arizona. No, it's there. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I'm sick of your crap. And I'm not trying to get mad up here on air for no reason. This is all admitted. They put fluoride in the water to brain damage us. It's doing it. They're murdering us. They're criminals. They're the enemy. Period. Doesn't matter if the military and police don't join me. They're already under attack and are in the same boat as Alex Jones. That's what's so frustrating. There's not a choice. You join the Republic. You join humanity. You join common sense. Period. 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 Obama likes to say period all day. He's a lion-killing scumbag. Period. He's a fraud meant to bamboozle you into a screw job and create racial division. Period. The NSA, through Homeland Security grants, has been putting up hidden microphones all over the place, including in my parents' backyard. And I'm so acclimated by it, I'm so comfortable with it, that I've known this for 6 months since my dad talked to the installer, because he'd heard from me that some of the city of Austin had hidden microphones, because I had the federal grant documents. And my dad walked over, and the guy's engineer said, yeah, how do you know that? Some of these units... Maybe this one, some areas, most of them, have a microphone. It's hooked into the Time Warner cable. That's what we use as the data stream. If it goes out, if the light bulbs, if the LEDs aren't working, we know. But, yeah, it's a smart system. It can have all sorts of stuff put in it. And my dad said, like what? And he goes, look, mister, I'm not going to talk to you about it. And I'm so acclimated, I haven't got a cherry picker yet and gone up there and torn the thing open to show everybody. You've literally got an Imperial probe droid sticking its head over in my dad's yard. And these new streetlights, by the way, are low. It's only at about 12, 14 feet. That's about 14 feet. And it's just sitting there, and it makes me want to throw up that I have been acclimated. I have been conditioned. I have been destroyed. I am pathetic. I mean, Infowars.com has articles about this that are like, another city got systems that have microphones to listen to you. Another city? It's much worse than I'm saying. You can't just take this stuff as one piece. Let me show you some of these articles here, okay? Let me show you some of these. Here's our article, our main article. Feds deploy national spy system of microphones to record conversations. Hidden in plain sight, the next level of NSA snooping will detect dissent via... ubiquitous, that means everywhere, audio sensors. And then here's the key. Do we have the voice print from IBM and 88 promo, their TV ad? We're going to play that when we come back. They had good voice print in the 80s. They've got voice print now that is 100%, ladies and gentlemen, and they can hear your inflection from hundreds of yards away. And they know it's you. And you're like, what do I have to hide? Again, folks, Hitler, what would he have done with this? What would Stalin have done? They are raping you. They are stealing your privacy. What if criminals had this technology? Well, there are criminals running things. So see, just because you're not a bad person doesn't mean that they, in the aggregate, shouldn't know what you're saying under a park bench. And again, it's all illegal. It's all a violation of the Fourth Amendment. But just like they put in cameras 20-something years ago under federal control and admitted that they had law enforcement purposes, they would always have John Hurt, the head of the public safety spokesman in Texas, go, oh, we at the Department of Transportation use it, and there's no law enforcement use. So I went and interviewed him, and I said, but law enforcement uses it, but you can't speak to that because you're not law enforcement. And he goes, you ought to be a lawyer. Started laughing when we turned the cameras off and said, of course they're watching everyone. It's like it was funny to hit me. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, folks. It's all being used, pointed at you, to break the country.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
this is absolutely public information you're hearing, but no one in media reports on the wide spectrum system. They report it all in piecemeal. The decision has been made that you and I and our children in the future are going to be enslaved, dumbed down, and phased out. That is official. And the iPhone of today, the modern latest iPhone, has multi-thousands of times more computing power, processing power, and speed than computers like the IBM system we're about to show you from 1988. And that's what people need to understand, is that built in to a so-called iPhone, this is a computer that was the supercomputers in the 80s had less power than this little iPhone. Supercomputers, ladies and gentlemen, this is a supercomputer, super spy to listen to you even when it's off, to track everywhere you go, and to more importantly, spy on your thoughts, your habits, and everything you do. This is literally a surveillance grid, and they think you're so stupid, they're now under Homeland Security for 20 years. DHS has been around 12, but under federal funding for 20 years. They have been deploying cameras and microphones hidden, hooked into the threat fusion centers and the NSA, listening to you. And our article on Infowars.com, feds deploy national spy grid of microphones to record conversations. And I'll guarantee you they'll probably have mainstream media, corporate media come out and say this doesn't exist. Just like they've got the head of the Democratic Party saying no one's getting kicked off their insurance. Nobody is, there's no premium increases. And you're like, but that's a total lie. They are talking to their audience that literally thinks Obama really cares about them. Now, we've got libertarian Tea Party people like Rand Paul, who I know personally, and Ted Cruz and others, who are real people who actually care about their kids and who are historians and who have families that have dealt with tyranny, like Ted Cruz in Cuba, who are fundamentally upset and fundamentally don't want to go down this road. Because it's a really dark road the globalists have put us on. And the whole system is demonizing them and yours truly and anyone else that is not a flaming authoritarian. Let me tell you who I'm against, folks. It's not white people. It's not black people. It's not Hispanics. It's not Asians. It's not gay people. It's not straight people. It's not dog lovers. It's not people that don't like pets. It's not Yankees that I dislike. It's not Chinese I dislike. It's control freaks. It's tyrants. It's bullies. It's thugs. It's people that want to wreck our human destiny. It's people that get off on lying to other people and dumbing folks down. That's my enemy, and that's who I hate. And they go, oh, that's bigoted too. You're a conspiracy theorist. You know history. You're informed. You know about smart dust. You know about RFID. You know about smart cards being a scam. You know about how they want to make biometrics ubiquitous, where you will not be able to buy or sell, even if you have cash, if the face scan doesn't say authorized. My dad flew out of the country yesterday. Take my mother to Europe. She loves to go see the museums. They go at least twice a year. And he said, my gosh, son, that smart tunnel you talked about's there. I got up there and the TSA squiggled a little thing and said, you go right on through. No screening for you. Austin Airport. And he sat there flying to Atlanta and then to Europe. He sat there and watched him. And he walked back over and watched about a third of people being passed through. And they walked over and the person, he asked him, he said, what? And they go, this is the smart screening. And he said, Mr. Jones, the guy even knew who my dad was. It was a different TSA person, Mr. Jones. So see, this is it. You go, well, that's great. We'll be safe from Al-Qaeda. No. They put in the smart tunnels. And this isn't even a smart tunnel here in Austin. They're just doing it. And in the future, though, they say, well, we might call you into questioning other places. It's going to be everywhere. Face scan. You're safe. The problem is they're going to go after our families. They're going to go after our guns. They're going to start a revolution. And you're not going to be able to walk down the street, folks, without the voice print. Even if you're wearing a mask and aren't speaking, they have biometrics off your walk. Boom. Combat drone is launched. It's coming in. Inbound 60 seconds. I'm telling you, this is all the official plan. You walk in some rural gas station to buy food. They're going to be behind armored plexiglass. You walk in, you've got, you know, whatever the cash is of the day. I'm talking 5, 10, 15 years out max. You try to pay cash, get baby formula, whatever. You're a Christian. You won't take the mark. And this is a digital mark, folks. The person doesn't even have a choice to call police. It's a light starts flashing because you're trying to pay cash. And the person says, listen, mister, I don't want any trouble. Just going out of the store, I can't sell this baby formula to you. And you're like, listen, we're just trying to get to the woods. We don't want to be in trouble. They're like, sorry, inbound, 2 minutes. Here come the cops, weapons out. You're sprayed all over the ground, folks. They're going to pull up in an armored vehicle with a robot-controlled gun on the top. All they do, authorize cleanup. Boom, hit the button. It's going to open fire on you and your family. Folks, you think I'm joking. You will live under this. You will experience hell on earth. And you're like, well, I'll be fine. I'll just serve the system. No. They're going to have controlled riots, controlled bioweapon releases. And the whole time, they'll be managing it. They'll be fixing it. Oh, another terrorist got in with the Zykronian 12 mutagen. And I'm telling you, they're planning a dystopia where they cull us in waves and the technocrats sit back and play this war off. That's why all our insiders have broken down how they'll fund the big intel from Tosh Plumlee is the Pentagon and Turkey. They're not just selling weapons to the Al-Qaeda insurgents. They're selling weapons to Assad as well. They fund Shiite. They fund Sunni in Iraq. They fund the drug lords and have the war against them and the war against the users. They are full spectrum. They're like Shiva with all the arms, folks. They've got 1,000 arms. They run all the arms, but they don't run the Tea Party. They don't run me, and they know that. And that's why they're coming after us, because we represent the alternative elite. And I'm not saying I'm an elite, but when you're actually thinking about master planning, real social engineering, how the world works, you're automatically in the realm of real people. You're automatically in the realm of debating with them. And we're having a real debate going, we don't think we should bring in a tyranny and genetically engineer everybody and exterminate everyone. Plus, you're the ones that blocked industrialization to increase population, to use it against the first world, to implode the first world. What is your real plan? Your plan is madness. You're not even following your eugenics plan. And so it just goes on and on and on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen, where they say, in fact, will you cue up the George Clooney clip? George Clooney was asked a couple days ago, it's up on Infowars.com, and this shows he's actually a smarter guy than somebody like Sean Penn, who has trouble tying his shoelaces and just walks around acting important all day. But George Clooney knows that the majority of scientists say man-made global warming isn't real and isn't a threat. But they put out that line that all the scientists agree but one. First, it was no one disagrees, Al Gore would say, total consensus. But then he adds, but it doesn't matter. Let's just clean things up. Let's just say it's real. So Clooney goes with the whole insider deal where they're like, okay, it is a fraud. I've been with big insiders in the environmental movement, big at dinner. National household name worldwide, if I said the person's name. And they said, Alex, actually, we know this is all true, but the we're using too many resources. It's hurting the earth. This is a way to cut back on expansion and waste, to put a tax on all carbon and fund public works programs worldwide. And I go, yeah, that's what the third world leaders were told. You've been told what presidents of third world countries have been told. But I said the Copenhagen document that just came out, and this has just come out a few weeks before, this is like 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, shows that they were going to double the taxes, or right at double the taxes in the third world. And I had these people totally freaked out by the end of this. Totally freaked out by the end of this, which they should be freaked out. And I haven't seen that person out pushing that anymore since then. It's kind of like Bruce Willis saw my films and told Rick Linkletter and later told Vanity Fair that I'm not a big mainline Republican anymore. There's a shadow government that runs both parties, but I am a conservative at heart, which is great. Bruce Willis gets it. He's a smart guy. When presented with full spectrum analysis from full spectrum domination, one can only say it's a fraud. So Clooney puts out the talking point of, well, you know, 99% of the scientists agree with this. So if 99 doctors tell you that something's really bad, but one tells you it's okay, you're going to go with the 99. But then he says, besides, let's just clean it up. Here's the deal, Clooney. Clean burning coal is one of the cleanest things we've got. But I believe there's other cleaner technologies that we haven't been allowed to develop. The whole fake green movement is meant to control innovation. The best way to destroy opposition is by leading it. So the globalists lead the clean energy and free energy movement so they can control it and sabotage it, stopping real innovation to use the energy wars that are coming as a tool of global domination and a post-industrial world to artificially cull populations during a global crisis that's been planned and engineered, out of which they intend to have almost no one left if the leaders of this transhumanist movement, proto-transhumanist movement being the eugenics movement, if they're able to carry this out, it is literally a nightmare science fiction movie, the likes of which no one has ever even imagined. I mean, you could not have a movie like this. It would be too complex. No one could even understand it. It's so horrific and giant. But see, for Clooney, he's just some soap opera actor who had family in Hollywood. So he knows you play the part of the liberal and you get to go around and feel important and trendy. And everyone bows down to you and thanks you. While genetic engineering destroys the earth, overfishing annihilates the oceans, toxic waste dumping and nuclear reactors are leaking everywhere, total environmental meltdown on every front, absolute hell on earth, and you've got the entire environmental movement running around going, I plug my car in, which comes from coal most of the time, by the way, and doesn't even work, so that you feel good and feel like you've done something and get into being poor and having austerity. When they planned a giant economic boom so that they could later turn it off and have you totally dependable so that it wouldn't be sustainable. And now they're doing everything they can to make it not sustainable while saying it's not sustainable so they can pose as the saviors as it all implodes. Comprende, George Clooney? The Australian government has now come out and said no more socialism masquerading as environmentalism. That's what their federal cabinet has said. In the Australian newspaper, it's called The Australian, their big national paper, they say it's a total scam to shut the economy off and transfer the money to the third world. They're even buying the mid-level propaganda they were given. See, they tell the country leaders, we're going to take the money from the rich white people in Australia and give it to the poor blacks. Just like the Hollywood folks think that. And I'm like, actually, they're going to double the taxes on them as well. This is meant to shut off development. They go, you mean I'm not helping the precious black people? You see, it's all standard levels of propaganda. We decompartmentalize, take you right to the top of the pyramid. Imagine a pyramid with an elevator. And we just take you right up to the all-seeing eye, and we walk right in. We're right next to Lucifer, and we're here telling you the plan, okay? Because that's how the universe always works, is you've got to be given a way out. And I realize cosmically, that's why the globalists allow me to live, because they understand in God's creation the rules that myself and many others are here to tell you that the vampire is asking to be let in so that I can say, don't let him in, he's a vampire. And you go, no, he's not racist, get back. And then have the vampire come into your house so he can literally tear you and your family limb from limb after he slowly sucks the blood out of you. And that's what Barack Obama and all these other people are. Is vampires. They enjoy tearing your heads off politically. They enjoy watching you flail around. And I told you the Democrats would come out and say, we need to get another Democrat elected to promise that Obamacare will finally get there, like the donkey with the carrot in front of it, where it keeps plowing the field to get the the carrot. They will get more seats on Obamacare, probably, unless we expose it in the House and Senate, unless we point out, don't get conned again. You're not going to get it. You had free health care before. The hospital lied to you. You understand? We have to expose this, folks, and now the head of the Democratic Party has said exactly what I knew they would say, because they're talking to a bunch of people that are desperate and really believe Obama loves them. Let's go to this clip of George Clooney, where at the end he admits the truth. Oh, let's just clean it up. But see, it's not. It's the excuse to say they've cleaned it up when they're actually not cleaning it up. Putting a tax on what plants breathe is not going to help the earth. Comprende? Here it is.
Well, it's just a stupid argument. I mean, whether or not this particular storm is anyone, if you have 99% of doctors who tell you you are sick and 1% that says, you're fine, you probably want to hang out with them, check it up for the 99. You know what I mean? The idea that we ignore that we're in some way involved in climate change is ridiculous. You know, what's the worst thing that happens? You know, we clean up the earth a little bit I find this to be the most ridiculous argument ever.
And let me tell you what I'd say to Clooney across the table. I'd say, Clooney, I can pull up government documents right now on more than a dozen major vaccines where they knowingly put cancer viruses in them, and the cancer rate's up 3,000%. You weren't let in on that, were you, Clooney? And he would say something like, no, I wasn't. And I'd say, do you want to be a part of that? Well, there are too many people. Wait a minute. You're kind of a porch elitist. You're not in the real confines. Okay. You want to be part of killing all these people worldwide. No, I don't. Okay, well, let me show you where this is real. And then I could show him where it was real. And then I'd say, now you have a decision to make. Because I'll assure you, buddy, the elite aren't going to want to be in the underground bunker with you when they're carrying out their emergency surgery to get rid of humanity. When they're the ones engineering everything to destroy the earth. They are insane. They can't help their destructive tendencies. The average top globalist likes to rape and kill small children, okay? So, believe me, nothing they're going to set up is going to end well. You want to know what goes on at these globalist palaces? It keeps coming out. They love to savage small children. So, that's who's building our world. I don't think we should follow them. And George Clooney, deep down, you know I'm right. Folks, I've gone into a whole rant here. Against the crown, another ragtag band. But the article's up on Infowars.com right now, and I'd like to ask you to get it. Get it out to everybody you know, because people are now ready to learn about illegal spying. They're now ready to learn about surveillance. They're now ready to learn how bad it really is and why it's being done, more importantly. And so we have the article, Feds Deploy National Spy System of Microphones Capable of Recording Conversations. And the whole thing is they lied and called them gunshot detectors as the cover. Now they think you're so dumb, they're admitting the listening part. See, right now is the acclamation. Here's another headline, Zombified Youth of America Believe Martin Luther King Died Last Week in a Car Accident. That's a new report out of total and complete brain damage that folks have out there. And then we've got Sarah Palin's talk about federal debt slavery drives liberals crazy. Remember, it was Sarah Palin said there were death panels because she gave the subsection. Now you've got Paul Krugman of the New York Times promoting it. The only way to fix things is a national sales tax and death panels and a 75% income tax. See how they do it? They just raise taxes and taxes and taxes, bankrupt everything, because the elites are exempt. That's the issue. That's the problem. Charlie Daniels has an article out about it today, saying the elites are exempt. That's why we're in trouble. Bingo! That's the real discrimination. While we're busy watching some mutant football player apologize that he was calling his, people the N-word, meanwhile, we're all being raped of our liberties across the board by the globalist. There's the article, DNC boss Wasserman Schultz dims will campaign on Obamacare. Get behind Obama and you'll get it someday. Just buy another lottery ticket. It's right around the corner, dummies. Don't listen to the racist. That's the type of news that's out there. And then there's the story from My Fox New York. I told you this was coming. Honesty doesn't pay off for ex-homeless man. He admit that he found some cash on the sidewalk. Look at this. A good deed has come back to haunt a formerly homeless northern New Jersey man. James Brady found $850 on a Hackensack sidewalk last April and turned it into police. Brady was awarded the money 6 months later after no one contacted police during the required waiting period. Now he went in to get public health assistance. I thought Obamacare would do that. And they said, well, you have $850. You don't get it. Of course, they're lying to him through fraud, folks. And again, I'm an expert on this because my family have been, a bunch of them have been physicians. And I know the real law and the history of it. I'm not even an expert. It's just common sense. And I've had friends and family that got kicked off their insurance because of pre-existing conditions. And I showed them the charity forms. And I showed them how, by law, these hospitals are supposed to render charity care if they're a charity. And most of them are. But they're not. They're really greedy pigs. Just because they've overrun the system and are cheating everybody, and the insurance companies are, do you think something new they come up with will be better? No, it's going to be 10 times worse is the whole point, suckers. That's what I'm saying. Stop being suckered. I'm sick of it. Anyways, so for $850, they go, sorry, you're not going to get any medical emergency assistance. They're not allowed to deny that care, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, even a paid clinic, if they call themselves an emergency room, cannot refuse someone an emergency. Besides, if someone came in with their arm chopped off, what doctor would refuse them? This is total bull, and it shows how the bureaucracy has given people an excuse. Oh, well, the bureaucracy says I don't have to. The bureaucracy says, and then, of course, now it's going to get totally destroyed because these doctors are acting like pigs, and the system's acting corrupt. It's unbelievable. But there's your Obamacare. Their answer is they'll just try to give him some medication to kill him. That's what they do now under Obamacare, is just kill the old people. That's liberal. That's trendy. That's loving. That's happy.
Thank you.
And you're racist if you're against it. Kill grandma or you're a racist.
Visit GCNlive.com.
And microphones on the street corners are loving.